Hi, my name is Jamie from Scribendi.com. Today, I'm going to talk to you about how to use brackets, parentheses, properly. Writers, have you ever found yourself with a great deal of important information that you want to include in a sentence, but have a difficulty trying to find a spot for all of it? Fitting everything into a sentence can be tricky, but this is where brackets are useful. Brackets, also known as parentheses, are punctuation marks used within a sentence to include information that is not essential to the main point. Information within parentheses is usually supplementary. Were it removed, the meaning of the sentence would remain unchanged. Help! There are so many kinds of brackets! There are four main types of parentheses that can be used in writing. However, not all of them are acceptable for use within all fields of writing. The four main types are, number one, curved brackets or parentheses. They are the most commonly used and the focus of this article. Number two, square brackets. Square brackets are most often used to include additional information from an outside source, someone other than the original author. Number three, curly brackets. Curly brackets are often used in prose to designate a list of equal choices. Number four, angle brackets. Angle brackets are typically used to enclose and illustrate highlighted information. This article focuses on the use of curved parentheses, as they are the most common in everyday writing. Curved brackets serve different purposes depending on the style of writing they are used in. They can be used in formal documents or informal documents for two completely different purposes. Formal writing. In formal writing, parentheses are often used to provide supplementary information within a sentence. This information is not essential to the sentence, but the reader will benefit from knowing it. For example, when referring to a member of a company in a formal document, it is not uncommon to see Mr. Adam McCabe, open parentheses, CEO, LutzTV.com, close parentheses, expressed profound sadness upon hearing of the bard's death. Here, had the bracketed information been left out, the meaning of the sentence would not have been changed, but the reader benefits from knowing the additional information. Informal writing. If you've read Virginia Woolf's novel, Mrs. Dalloway, then you already know about the use of parentheses to represent a character's innermost thoughts. These thoughts are expressed within brackets and are not spoken aloud for other characters to hear. Brackets are used heavily within stream-of-consciousness writing as a way for the author to show the reader what a character is thinking without having to create dialogue. Be careful, though, because the overuse of parentheses can lead to a cluttered and confusing text. Citations. If you have ever written an academic paper, then you have undoubtedly used curved brackets for your in-text citations. These citations occur at the end of a sentence and provide the reader with the source of the information that the author used in the sentence. You will often see these in academic journals. Having this information in parentheses is essential, not to the meaning of the sentence, but to avoid plagiarism. Punctuation. Our editors often come across common errors involving brackets and punctuation. Here are some examples of punctuating parentheses. This example is incorrect. I went to the mall yesterday, period, open parentheses, even though I had no money, close parentheses. The correct way to write this sentence would be, I went to the mall yesterday, open parentheses, even though I had no money, close parentheses, period. Since the information in the parentheses is part of the sentence, it must be placed inside the period. Using brackets, whether in a business plan or a short story, can be an effective way to include extra information in a sentence. Although they can be useful, try not to use brackets excessively, or the clarity of your writing will suffer. If you are struggling with the use of brackets, then send your document to our academic editors. This podcast was brought to you by Scribendi.com, because grammar matters.